Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm Hannah, a singer, writer, speaker, podcaster, and certified biblical counselor. I'm honored to be your host along this journey to stronger faith, holiness, emotional restoration and healing, and deliverance for the millennial woman. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our hearts in pursuit of a life that is distinct, set apart, and built on the practical foundation of God's truth. She is walking in power. She's walking in freedom. Without a doubt, all will know that she's marked. Ladies, welcome back to the She's Marked podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I just want to thank you so much for giving me some of your time today. My name is Hannah, and it is my honor to be your host and your sister in this journey toward emotional healing, restoration, and deliverance for women. I'm also very much interested in using this podcast or continuing to use this podcast platform as a means of helping women to aim for holiness, living according to God's standards as we heal, as we strengthen, and as we mend. So, before we get into today's topic, which is holding fast to what you have, I just have a few reminders and updates for you. Number one, if you haven't already joined my email list, what are you waiting for? Head over to www.shesmarked.com and get on that list. Eventually, I am going to be reducing the content that I offer on social media, and I'm going to be making that content exclusive to my email list. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. Also, For the Moms is coming. So For the Moms was an idea that the Lord gave me back in 2020 when the pandemic first started. I literally was sitting at work one night and I heard the words, talk to the moms. And so For the Moms is a written blog series, an annual written blog series, garnering wisdom and insight and testimonies and stories from women of all ages and stages of motherhood. The purpose of For the Moms is to elevate Christ and conceptualize godly character in motherhood, and to reach down and pull up those mothers who are just starting, who are understandably worn, or who have somehow lost their way. For the Moms is a movement that is calling to attention the warriors within us for the times in which we live. We'll aim to unravel the mistakes and cycles of generations past. We will wage war for our families, and we will diligently seek the Lord's face concerning His will for our children and who we are becoming through our motherhood. That series is written and it's coming in May, and you can stay tuned in by visiting www.markedlifeblog.com. And if you're already on my email list, you won't have to worry about missing anything because you'll get notifications every time a new feature is released. We have some really powerful women of God who are going to be a part of this year's cohort, and I can't wait to share them with you and share their stories. I'm so grateful for what God is doing with For the Moms and through For the Moms. Also, there's going to be a special event, virtual event for our mothers that I will be hosting, and I'll be giving you more information on that a little later, probably during next month's podcast release. So stay tuned. One last thing. I guarantee you this is the last thing for real this time, ladies. The Mark Store provides soul-strengthening, Christ-centered goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. Go ahead and check out some items over at the Mark Store. It's wonderful items to place in your house to just remind you of the truth of God's word and to beautify your home. I believe that home is where the rest is. We're even told that in scripture in Isaiah 32:18. It says, then my people will dwell in a peaceful place, in safe and secure places of rest. I believe that home should absolutely be a place of rest. And so my goal is to help you achieve that with some of the products that I offer. You can check those products out at www.marked, that's M-R-K-D as in David, store.com. Without any further delay, let's go ahead and get into today's topic. holding fast to what you have. So recently, pressures, triggers, disappointments, and struggles have had me down. It is so easy in a moment to feel the pull of wanting to tackle issues head on and fix things and prove your point and defend your stance. In the midst of this, you can be swept up in anger, offense, confusion, entanglements, lusts, pursuits, and so much more, especially when others don't respond the way that you expected or hoped for or even needed. The injustices of life can shake you and really pull you out of character. The natural exhaustion that comes from all of our toil can make it a task to remain in godly character and in godly mindset. I want to share a scripture that sort of shapes today's episode. Revelation 2:25 says, "Nevertheless, hold fast to what you have until I come." And of course, this is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ talking to his people. Revelation 3:11 says, "I am coming quickly. Hold firmly to what you have so that no one will take your crown." And that is what we're talking about today. Life is by no means a cakewalk. It is vital to know who you are in Christ, know who he is, and know this high calling that he has beckoned you to. It isn't a calling to be superhuman or impenetrable. Things will impact us. They will hurt us, jar us, shake us, and even break us sometimes. But in all, we must hold fast to what we have. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Look, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison to test you, and you will suffer tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Nothing is worth losing your crown over. Not that deeply woven family conflict, the crumbling marriage, the demanding or wayward children, the injustices of the world, accolades and being known, the overwhelm of life, the recession, which, if you haven't heard already, we are in a recession, riches, nothing. Our Heavenly Father has prepared us in his word, telling us that it is through many trials and suffering that we must enter heaven. Acts 14:22 says, "Strengthening the souls of the disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith and saying, it is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God." It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." James 1:2 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." And 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." I want to dig through these scriptures a little bit. This Acts 14:22, James 1:12, James 1:2, and 1 Peter 5:10. It's so important to chew on the word, to meditate on the word, not just taking it as words written, not just taking it as something that you glaze over, but reading the word slowly and digesting it and letting it sink into your spirit and really considering what the word is saying. These aren't just good tidings. These aren't just frames of thought, figures of speech. These are literal things that we have been given in the word. Why? Because it is to prepare us. The Lord knows exactly what we'll face in this sinful world. So these scriptures capture that. It's talking about many tribulations, being under trial, trials of various kinds, suffering. This is the real picture of what we have before us. And here's the thing, we're going to experience trials and suffering whether we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ or not. But it can be misleading and it can be disheartening to think that, man, now that I'm walking the right way, you know, God is going to just meet all my needs the way that I want him to. And then we become so rattled when we see an onslaught of attacks. It doesn't feel good. It will never feel good to go through trials and tribulations, but there are some core things that we have to keep in our view. Growing up, I remember my mom used to always caution me and advise me to keep my aim in view. Keep your aim in view. And as a believer, you must keep your aim in view. Some of you are probably walking through the toughest times of your life right now. You are literally being tried on every side, and you may be wondering if God has left you, if he even sees you, if he hears you, if he cares. The answer to all that is yes, he cares. He sees you. Has he left you? No, he has not. It is so critical to have an accurate depiction of what the life of the believer looks like while we are here. We will go through many trials. We cannot enter the kingdom of God without going through many trials. But he tells us, blessed is the man or woman who remains steadfast, unwavering, because when she has stood the test, she will receive the crown of life, which God has promised. He is not tricking us. We are not going through these trials for nothing. If we stand the test, if we remain steadfast, there's a crown of life coming to us. James 1:2 says, count it all joy. When was the last time you did that? When your world got shaken or turned upside down, when have you counted it joy? Does that mean that you sit there with a smile on your face and you act like the boo-boo didn't hurt? Of course it did. But joy is not a state of happiness. Joy is not a state of exuberation or you know, it's not like just bubbling over with smiles. But when we have a root in God's truth, when we have a rooted, deeply rooted understanding and we're deeply planted, we're able to see beyond the here and now. We're able to focus on what is unseen, because what is unseen is permanent. What is seen is temporal. It may not feel like it, but sister, can I remind you that the trials that you are going through, even for those of you who are still going through trials that you've been experiencing for years, can I remind you that it is still temporary? Can I remind you that one day you won't be here anymore? Can I remind you that one day your trials will be a thing of the past? Can I remind you that eternity is forever, and that the small window of life that we have here is very, very much so going to pass by? Can I challenge you? Can I encourage you? Can I push you to put one foot in front of the other, to keep pressing toward the mark? Can I remind you again of 1 Peter 5:10? And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. It won't be me strengthening and encouraging you. It won't be your pastor. It won't be your friend, your spiritual leader. It will be the God of the universe himself. I can't even describe that feeling. What a reward. What a joy. Ooh. He will himself do it. Restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. My God. The believer's life is no gimmick. And it isn't for the faint of heart or the fake at heart. Every righteous child of God who enters the kingdom of heaven will have endured what it takes to get there. Those of you who are familiar with military life, I have many family members who are or were in the military. And I always remember the phase of boot camp. It was no easy feat. It showed who you were. It challenged you to the max, and it made you who you needed to be before entering the final destination. No one was able to serve in the military and just they sign up and automatically they're in. No, they had to go through the required boot camp and training. And it was taxing. This life, while it seems to be permanent, is very much temporal. We are in the preparation phase for eternity. We are in battle and are being tried and tested and molded to be made suitable for the kingdom of God. My dear listener, as you navigate murky waters in this life, let nothing steal your crown. Hold fast to what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ, your salvation, your faith, your healing, your renewal, your deliverance, your righteousness, your prayer life, your purity, your fellowship with the body, the truth of God's holy word, the fruit of the Spirit, a heart made of flesh, clean hands. Hold fast to it. This is not our final destination, and every trial comes to transform. Through it all, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Joshua 1:5 says, just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. It may sound impossible if you listen to what is required and you say, how can I do all that? How can I continue to stand? How can I remain strong? How can I hold on to my salvation and my healing and my renewal and my deliverance when all these arrows are being thrown at me? Well, if you are trying to do it in your own strength, you are going to fail. It will be impossible. And this brings us back to the point that we need a savior. We need a savior. We need to be drinking from the Lord's fountain daily. We need to be eating his bread daily. You have to be gassing up your tank daily. You know, I just recently went on a trip to South Carolina with my family. And we had to stop along the way to get gas because our tank ran low. So no, you can't run this journey on E. You have to fill up daily, sometimes hourly. You have to spend time in God's word. And as you do that, not as in a way to be religious, but as your soul pants for the Lord, you think of that song, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. As your soul pants and longs for time with the Lord, for the truth of his word, for his commands and his ordinances, he fills you up. He gives you strength to take another step. He gives you insight. He gives you discernment. He gives you wisdom. The word of God says, even though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed day by day. He renews you, and he doesn't let you do it alone. He never leaves you. I loved the Rocky Balboa series growing up. He was persistent, and even in the bloodiest of fights, he remained. He was steadfast and unwavering. He received victory, though it didn't look quite victorious as he was pummeled and beaten in a lot of those fights. After one of his victories, his eyes were sealed shut and he was barely standing, but he won. He was covered in an American flag, lifted onto the shoulders of his supporters in the ring, doused with water and a medal in his hands. Victory was his, and it was worth it in the end. So again, I say to you, my dear listener, hold fast, remain. You may be in the ring getting beaten right now. You may be on your last breath and ready to give up and give in. Hold fast to your confession and faith. You may not see God's hand, but it is there. I will close with this scripture found in Isaiah 40, verses 31. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ladies, until next time. That's it for today, but the journey continues. Visit shesmarked.com for more episodes, to make a donation, or to check out the Marked Life blog. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, tell a friend, and consider leaving a review. Remember, the word tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. As you go through this week, remember to walk as children of light.